Hey folks, this is Vince the Evil Dungeon Master here with another episode of the Evil Dungeon Master podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master universe, I don't know what I'm calling it, something in the future. Today I would talk a little bit about the Ghostbusters movie that came out over the weekend, Frozen Empire. I just saw it this weekend, on opening weekend, Frozen Empire, and I thought it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. I liked how they mixed the original cast with the new cast and had everybody in there, and they all kind of fought the menace of the new terror ghost, the frozen ghost. I don't want to give too much away about it, but it was nice seeing, you know, Dan Aykroyd in there and Bill Murray, and of course, Ernie Hudson, the man. I love Ernie Hudson, him playing the rich guy who's benefactoring the Ghostbusters and everything was really cool. It brought up some really cool ideas for the role-playing game as well, because now the original thing was built in 1984, and one of the premises in the movie, which I think was in the preview, was that the containment unit is now an issue because it's you're stuffing ghosts in there since 1984. Sure, there was a little bit of a break, I guess, of things not really happening for a time being. But what happens when you keep shoving ghost after ghost after ghost into the space, and this space is going to start, it's going to run out of room. So that's something they have to deal with in the movie. They also introduce something that I introduced in various games, and they kind of touched upon it in GBI, the role-playing game, Ghostbusters International, where there is a whole franchise, and then there's a headquarters where the Ghostbusters work, and they distribute out new items. They actually have, like, how Men in Black has their had their little research facility where they have new items. Well, they introduced that now in this new movie, and I thought that was really awesome, how they went over how they have different ghosts, and they study them, and they try to analyze objects and pull ghosts out of objects and, you know, relieve the haunted item of whatever possession is involved with it. It was overall a very good movie. It had a little bit of a pacing problem, and I wasn't the only one that thought that. A lot of other people thought that as well. The whole, I don't know, it was a little bit awkward with Phoebe Spangler, Egon's granddaughter, how she was getting along with one of the spirits in the movie, and it was really awkward scenes with it. And it couldn't... It was supposed to be her relating to the ghost, because no one else relating to her loneliness in life, but it was more like she wanted to, I don't know, wanted to date her or something. I just couldn't figure it out. It was in between both of this and that, and it was just really awkward how they handled it. But see the movie and tell me what you think about it, because it's just, it brought up a lot of ideas for role-playing games, especially how they handle the containment unit and the research facility, because I could see a lot of interesting devices coming out of there. Now you have a research division with a guy working on it, a brilliant scientist, and having people test things. I think it would be fun to have that, as you can have a character building new items in there, or probably be an NPC position, because if a character would do it, it'd be a little bit of a boring. All you'd be doing is rolling and inventing new gadgets. But, I mean, I guess you could say your guy goes there on off time, invents a new device, and then you can roll for it. I mean, it's a lot of things you can do downtime with a GM, or it could be a single player role episode, like, hey GM, this is the new device I want to do. You give them maybe a little picture. I mean, I used to love doing that when I was a kid. Any game that I played and I wasn't the GM, I would sit there and draw little things and be like, yeah, I try to invent this, maybe this spell or this device item in this game. We had a lot of fun when we played Twilight 2000. We used to come up with these weird vehicles and weapons, and we'd draw it on a piece of paper, and we'd top secret written all over it, and we'd hand it in to the GM, and he would look it over and be like, well, you know, and he would try to add stats to it and whatever attributes to it to make it more game-like. But it was a lot of fun. And I could see that happening again. You kind of hand it to the GM, and they go over it, and then they have you do a couple rolls, and it's not like a real game. It's kind of like a downtime game. But it's fun. And then the next adventure, boom, you have this item if it works. I don't know. I'll tell you what you think, and if you want to leave a voicemail here or pop over to my website and leave an email, ask the DM at theevildm.com is my email address. Also, this weekend we played our first episode of DC Heroes with two players, no GM, which will come out this Wednesday on my channel, youtube.com/TheEvilDM, where I'm playing the Dandy Archer and Jeff is playing Slamhawk, a wrestler. And we are investigating a money counterfeit laundering scheme that happened in our custom city, Nightfall Bay. You can read more about that at gotham-database.com when that comes out. I'll have more. But you can see the city of Nightfall Bay, and it's free to use for your city. Just pop in there and use it for your campaign. Obviously, it's my work, so you can't publish it. I've already published it for people to use, and it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with the adventure. It was getting back into the game and rolling the D10s and figuring it out on the chart. It was always sometimes a pain for me, but I finally figured it out again. And it's a process. When you get back into a game after not playing it for so long, it's kind of like playing it for the first time again. And you have that wonder and amazement about the game, and it's not like ho-hum. Like when you play D&D all the time, and you know you're so used to the system, and it's just like, you know, it doesn't have that amaze and wonder to it anymore, like when you first played it. That's like returning to a new game. So when returning to a new Dungeons & Dragons game, and you haven't played it for a long time, and it's just kind of like, oh, wow, yeah, this is cool. I remember playing this. This is awesome. Yeah, and then after a while, it becomes, all right, yeah, I'm rolling the dice again. Let me check the chart. Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. I already knew that that result would work. And you kind of know after a while. So it kind of gets a little stale. So it's good. I always think that game hopping is a good idea. Playing a rather, I want to say small to medium lengthy campaign, and then taking a break, jumping to another game, and then seeing what happens then. Jumping from game to game is definitely something that I've done in my career, and we used to do it a lot when I was a kid. We'd play, you know, a couple game sessions of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, then we will play some Robotech, and then we will play D&D, and then we will play Heroes Unlimited, then we play Rifts. It was just something we jumped from game to game to game, and it was, well, back then you played like every day, so it didn't really matter, because all you had to do as a kid was go to school, do your homework, clean, you know, do your chores, and then, you know, play outside or play whatever role-playing game with your friends. And, you know, family commitments. That was it. You didn't really have much, you know, to do as a kid back then in the 80s and 90s. So when you become an adult, when you get those responsibilities of having to do this or that. But yeah, game hopping is something you should do as an adult as well. Don't play the same game constantly for years and years and years. You'll just get burnt out on that game. I mean, if you want to, sure. I mean, no, there's nothing stopping you. If that's your jam and nothing else matters to you, fine. I know people that play D&D nonstop for years and years and years and don't want to play anything else. And that's their jam, and they refuse to play anything else. But for me, I like to, you know, hop around, play a campaign for a while until it gets really stale in my mind, and then hop over to something else. All right, tell me what you think about that. Tell me if you've seen the Ghostbusters movie, if you play the Ghostbusters game, anything. Ask the DM at theevildm.com. And I'll be talking to you later. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, everybody, and God bless.